Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center in just a moment.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 25th at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 71 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction locations and times.
You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the Livestock Exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. It's one of those lines we didn't think would be crossed anytime soon in the cash cattle market. On FedCattleExchange.com, the last 2 weeks, cattle prices have been going $98 to $99 a hundredweight. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today as we think about how far we've already fallen this cattle market and how much more down may be ahead of us. What do you think, Jim?
Difficult to tell. This is one of those time frames where the market is... It's always difficult to call a bottom, whether we're looking at the futures market or the cash market, and that's the time frame that we're in. As you mentioned, the prices are softer, but you know, part of the story is clearly beef production and overall total red meat production. If we look at this past week, beef production was up 25 million pounds from the same week a year ago, which doesn't seem like a whole lot. But if we look back over total red meat and poultry over the last 5 weeks, it's averaged up 54 million pounds every week above a year ago. So we've gone 4 or 5 weeks here putting 54 million pounds more than last year of red meat into the marketplace. And on average, about half of that increase has come from beef and half from porks. And on the pork side, we got a little reprieve this past week in terms of production because the hurricane actually dampened output out of the North Carolina big processing plant. So we're kind of waiting to see if there's a bit of another shoe to drop, Eric, in this total red meat context, because are we going to bounce back up to that 54, 55 million pounds a week year-over-year increase, or are we through some of that, and is the market, you know, the difficulty has been for the whole marketing chain to adjust to that huge increase in beef production all the way through to the grocery stores and restaurants, and, you know, it takes a while to do that. I doubt if we're there yet completely.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Maybe a little bit of good news coming Friday afternoon in the latest Cattle on Feed report that showed fewer placements, bigger marketings, and right at the same number of cattle on feed October 1 of this year compared to 1 year ago. The inventory numbers that were out there in the USDA report on Friday afternoon showed a number of cattle placed on feed during September, 1.91 million head. That's 98% of a year ago, lowest for September since the series began back in 1996. Total number of cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market comes in at 10.3 million head as of October 1 of this year. That's only slightly above October 1 of a year ago and below analyst expectations that on average was expected at least a 1% increase. The marketings number for September up 5% above a year ago at 1.73 million head. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.